This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
The grass isn't always greener. Dairy producers around the world are concerned about their bottom line. That according to Jill Stahl Tyler with Global Cow, who for years has been hosting dairy farmers from around the world.
Yes, we actually just finished a course, the International Dairy Short Course. It had 3 days worth of training with University of Wisconsin professors. I think we had about 20 different countries in that. Great fun to see. You know, the funniest thing, Bill, we ask them, what is their biggest issue? What are they facing? And, you know, it's not too different. There was one guy who said he was happy with his milk price. But other than that, everybody around the world would like to receive a little more margin. Fun discussions. Also, immigration, interestingly, and labor, big issues. And then, of course, your normal mastitis, lameness, making sure you're taking advantage of the genetics as well as you can, and feeding, getting that great quality forage. Issues that everybody looks at all around the world.
So you're talking about all around the world. Can you give us some countries who's visiting?
There's quite a delegation here from Pakistan. It's an up-and-coming area. Very interesting. Last year we had quite a few from Ethiopia as well. Apparently a really fast-growing area around the world. Personally, I've of course got a bunch of Latinos, so there were people in our course from Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Colombia, Guatemala, all over.
And they're doing the same thing we're doing, you say. They're milking cows and having to deal with their bottom line.
Dealing with bottom line, a lot of people are looking at exactly how they can control that bottom line. There's a lot of folks looking at how they can change that and control it more. We actually have a course going on in May as well about adding value to your milk, making more from milk, we call it. And there's a lot of interest in that right now around the world. Where can they go to make more control over that? How can they, what should they process? And actually, some of the American farms we visited were doing some of their own processing and just starting in, or they've contracted to do some if they aren't doing it themselves directly. So some fun ways of trying to figure out how to best be a businessman besides just a dairyman now.
You bet. Now, you take a lot of trips, too, with all of these world dairy producers, don't you?
More than my husband wants me to take, but yeah. So I was recently just out your way in Washington State. We're looking at mobile slaughterhouses because some of these farms are looking at the whole circle. You know, what else can we do? And recognizing, too, that controlling your own product, being able to sell it directly to the consumer, makes a lot of sense from a bottom line, but also I think there's a sense of pride behind that. I think also it's a little driven by some just realities of we want to have a nutritious product that we can be proud of and our name is on it.
And we can be a part of that by maybe processing it ourselves, building our own storefront, like a lot of these dairies are starting to do now, aren't they?
Yeah. We were on some in May with that group that have done some really great things, and it's just, it's a whole nother level. You know, you get to play, if you're doing ice cream, you get to start playing with your own flavors and figuring out. But again, it's another whole business. I've always said the dairy farmers already have to deal with being agronomists and financial bankers and understanding all of the human resource sides and now even some of the immigration issues and the legal things. And then you add on the whole marketing piece and the direct sales to the consumer. But what's been fun is to watch some that are family farms, and as they grow that they dedicate one brother to this or one sister into this area. It's just fun to watch and watch how they get to develop those unique interests and still be in this great industry of the dairy industry.
Absolutely. Jill Stahl-Tyler from Global Cow, thanks for joining us. You want to find out more information about them, globalcow.com. Thanks for visiting with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says the U.S. is going on the offensive when it comes to unjustified agricultural trade barriers by other nations.
All options are on the table.
Perdue is spending a couple of days in Italy at the meeting of agriculture ministers of the G7 nations, where he'll have one-on-one talks with those nations.
We need to make other countries understand that we're not going to stand for any longer unjustified trade barriers that cannot be supported by sound science reasoning.
That's Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.